I'm JP Shadrick with the Jaguars Report. Training camp is here, almost. More after this.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back. And that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. For over a decade, our firm has been exclusively representing men in the area of family law. That is all we do. That is our only focus. We have 6 offices, including Fort Walton Beach, throughout the state of Florida, protecting men's rights for things such as divorce, custody, child support, alimony, and any modification. If you need our assistance, please visit our website at menonlyfamilylawonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates. Men only, family law only.
The Jaguars start 2015 training camp this week, and the first practice is scheduled for Friday at the Florida Blue practice fields. But throughout the week, players will start officially reporting. Today, quarterbacks, rookies, and first-year players report to camp. And on the Gus Bradley Show last Thursday, the Jags head coach said that having today as an early reporting day is optional for teams. But since second-year quarterback Blake Bortles is learning a new offense in year two, it's probably a good idea to have a few extra days to talk football with offensive coordinator Greg Olsen. Bortles is expected to speak with the media later today before the start of his second training camp. The remaining veterans report for camp on Thursday. The Jaguars will have 10 training camp practices open to the public this summer. For dates and to register for free tickets, visit jaguars.com/trainingcampevents. With the Jaguars Report, I'm JP Shadrick.